So you're probably feeling pretty comfortable with the diagram of the heart, but let me just go ahead and label a few things just to make sure we're all on the same page. So blood flows from the right atrium to the right ventricle, and then goes to the lungs, and then the left atrium to the left ventricle. So that's usually the flow of blood. And one of the things that keeps the blood flowing in the right direction, we know, is the valves. And two of the valves, I'm actually going to name, give you a new name, something slightly different from what we have been referring to them by. These are the atrioventricular valves. And you can take a guess as to which ones I'm referring to. Atrioventricular valves are the two valves between the atria and the ventricles. So one will be the tricuspid valve and the other is the mitral valve. And just to orient us, this is the tricuspid, the T, and this is our mitral, or M. And the atrioventricular valves, these two valves, if you look at them, they're both kind of facing downwards. And one of the things that you might be wondering is, well, how is it that they aren't just flopping back and forth? And these valves in particular have a very interesting strategy, and that is that they actually are tethered. They're tethered to the walls. So they're held down here like that, and they have on the other end of those tethers a little muscle there. Now, this makes perfect sense if you think about it, because the ventricles are very strong, right? We know the ventricles are really, really strong. And so if the ventricles are squeezing, there's a good chance that that blood's going to shoot up in any direction it can go, right? It's going to go back, perhaps, through the mitral valve, if it can go there, or it'll go through that tricuspid valve, if it can go there. But the reason that it won't is that these papillary muscles are basically kind of sending out little lifelines, these chordae tendinae lifelines, to keep the valve from flipping backwards. So these chordae tendinae, these cords, are important for that reason, right? They're keeping the valve from flipping backwards. So these are all chordae tendinae, and these are all the papillary muscles. And these are particularly important, then we can tell, for when you're trying to make sure that the ventricles don't screw up the valves. And now let's say that by accident, let's say our ventricle is just too strong, too powerful. Let's say that it broke one of these cords. Let's say it broke this one right here. And that's because our ventricle is just forcing too much blood back and it just snapped the cord. What would happen? Well, this would basically kind of start flipping back and forth. It would flip this way and this way. And then on the next heartbeat, blood would start going the wrong direction, right? Because this valve is not able to keep that nice tight seal. And so blood would basically kind of go this way when it wasn't supposed to. And all of a sudden, our flow of blood is now going in the wrong direction. So the chordae tendinae and the papillary muscles do a really, really important job in preventing that from happening.